for Vikings Country with Chad Greenway on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Chad Greenway is presented by Dick's Last Resort Restaurant and Bar, located on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Fun for all and all in fun. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
Hey, Dick's Last Resort, let's make a little noise here. This is Vikings Country. Sit next to me, Mr. Chad Greenway. You're going to need that microphone eventually there. How are you, buddy?
I forgot. Sorry about that.
You know what's so funny is that Chad and I have known each other for a while now, and Donna Valentine, my partner on K102, is out here tonight. And right away, he's like, oh, he got all excited. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, you never get that excited when you see me. But all of a sudden, oh, Donna's here.
It's because it's Donna.
It's not crap. Mom.
Yeah, just like I'm always on her side in the morning show.
We used to be friends.
She's always right.
No. Come on. I don't need that kind of pressure on you. You know what? Because you went that route already, I'm going to go with this. I don't understand why the University of Iowa would pick for their homecoming game the Golden Gophers, considering the fact that the Gophers are undefeated and Iowa is not.
That's fine. All I have to say about that, because I get that all the time, living up here, being a Hawkeye.
Yeah.
I was 4-0 really strongly when I played the Gophers.
And
that's when they were actually pretty good.
I see.
I have to go that route because that's my only defense.
Really? Yeah.
He was like, well, I don't care.
Well, I'm not playing. There's nothing I can do.
It's so bad. You know, I'm happy the Gophers program turned around a little bit, though.
It is exciting.
Minnesota.
It is exciting to see. Absolutely. And it's high time. And Jerry Kill, I think, is doing a good job there.
I think so. He seems like a good guy, running a good program. I'm happy they're. I'm hoping they're going to get back on the track and have a winning program. It'd be fun for Minnesota to have something else to go and go watch.
Absolutely. It's Vikings Country here. We do this every Wednesday at 6:30 here at Dick's Last Resort, Mall of America. It's fourth floor. We do a rotation between Chad Greenway. We got Sully, who was there last week, and then Ponder's coming back next week.
What do you think about the haircut Sully's got?
I was disappointed in the facial hair that he actually didn't keep that whole bare knuckles.
If I was talented at that level of facial hair, I would just develop some unbelievable things.
At that level.
I have the facial hair for a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
It's sparse.
I have other things. But it's like, other things I'm good at.
Which we'll get to in the second segment here. But you have to be at Dick's Last Resort to see it.
Where?
Hey, so I got to ask you, before they took him off the web, did you check out Kate Middleton and her naked pictures?
I saw what happened.
Your wife's not here. Go ahead.
I saw what happened. I can honestly say I have not seen the pictures, but I can imagine.
Yeah.
I have a good imagination.
See, I got this theory is that, okay, so you got Prince Harry, who does the naked thing.
It's been a rough month.
I think it's been good.
That was the last show we were on, is right when Prince Harry had the Vegas pictures come out. Now these pictures.
I think that they owe us this, because for the last, decade and some, it's been Camilla, it's been... Queen Elizabeth and Prince Chuck.
Real buttoned up.
Yeah.
It all started with the Olympics. When the Queen jumped out of the helicopter.
There you go. That's where things loosened
up.
That's
where it started, and everybody's like, wow, time to party.
Because here...
Tops are off, and
here in America, Chad... Our celebrities get naked and accidentally send tweets of themselves all the time. So do our politicians. That's how America's run.
I saw Lindsay Lohan last night ran somebody over in New York City with her car.
Yeah.
And then just drove off.
In a guy.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Congratulations.
You need an autograph? How about if I just hit you
Keep
with my
classy.
Car?
Keep it classy.
And Amanda Bynes, who can't even drive a car, for God's sakes. That's how we run things here in
America.
They
owe us. I like that. They owe us. I can see that. I can go with that.
It does scare me, though, and it's got to scare you, too, because you and I both have girls, and you're surrounded by estrogen, for crying out loud.
I have two sisters, so I was blessed with two daughters as well. So, it's,
What did you do in a former life?
It's just my calling. I don't know what I did, but man, I'm hoping for a few more kids. So eventually maybe we'll get the boy. We'll see.
If that's the case, if you deserve to have that many girls surrounded, think about Ponder. He's going to have like triplets the first time he has kids.
All girls.
All girls. All girls. They're going to be. I was thinking about this because we were talking the last time after the show. You and I, because we call it Big Beer Wednesday, so we were hanging out afterwards, and. You were talking about, you've been in the league 7 years now?
7 years, unbelievably. Yeah, first round pick in 06, if you can believe that.
Isn't that awesome?
The first year of Ziggy's ownership.
Right.
First year Brad Childress came in. Steve Hutchinson, Ben Lieber, that whole crew came in. Ryan Longwell, I was with all that group. Yeah.
But I look at it, you know, you look at the average, you know, lifespan of playing in the league and stuff like that.
Wait, lifespan or?
League or playing span. Okay.
I don't plan on dying anytime soon.
No, I'm just saying, by the time that
you actually
retire, your daughter's going to be hitting those ages that are like scary. Too bad you're not a kicker, because you can stay in the league forever.
I'll have lots of time, and I'll be home and be like, oh, no. Let's just watch it's like watching a car wreck in like slow motion.
Yeah. I think this is why guys stay in the league too long. A lot of people are like, oh, no, they just love the game so much. No. Their daughters have hit
girls.
A certain age, and they just don't want to be at home. I don't want to deal with it.
Girls, lots of girls. And then my wife on top of it. So I do things. Yeah, they keep me in order. It's pretty unbelievable.
So what do you do to get away from it all? I mean, because I know you can just
Scotch.
Easily...
McAllen, 15. Blue Label.
Are you sitting out in the garage like every other dude who just hides out there and just like,
I got other niches in the house. I didn't do the garage. I have, like, you know, the basement level. We have the screen porch. So I got to go find my spots. You know, where it's too cold for them,
right.
That's where I go. Yeah.
You know, I'm really upset because last week Sully was on the show, and I have this great idea, this great prank that I think we can play on our buddy Hutch.
Perfect.
Because you live just down the street.
Two doors.
Right.
Yes.
So now, and of course, he's, you know, in Tennessee right now, but he still has a property. You got to have the code to the garage, because I'm sure he's like, hey, check my garbage cans or something like that.
I asked. I tried to get the code.
Really?
Yeah, so I go drink his beer, and then he didn't give it to me.
That's what I want to do.
He can control all that from his cell phone. You know, Hutch, he's got all the technology.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, so he's got us locked out there.
Because I thought it would be the greatest to go into the guitar room, strip down naked, and just take pictures of herself with the guitar just sitting and send it off to him.
I think the only way we could do is to stage a robbery, break the window. Actually go in and do it.
Stage a robbery.
We'll never think it would be us, obviously.
No.
We'll wear masks.
We'll report it. It was Donna Valentine. She was the one that
Absolutely.
Broke in.
Yeah, Donna and Kristen. They love Hutch.
Hey, I got to ask you about this. Obviously, Steve Sable passes away at 69 years of age. NFL Films. How unbelievable. But
Love NFL Films.
Talk about the first time, because you've been on it. You've been a part of NFL Films.
I have. The one they did of our 09 season was the one that was, and that was really cool to be a part of something like that. You always watch as a kid. It's like, I think everybody who is into football loves NFL Films.
Right.
It just transcends the sport so much. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, like, to have that happen really stinks, but, you know, obviously grateful for what he's done.
Right. But you know what sucks about NFL Films?
What's that?
Seemingly every time you watch it, there's a record being broken and a Viking falling down. And it bugs me because we have to relive a lot of this stuff. It's like, awesome, hey, there's Tony Dorsett again. Thanks a lot, Steve Sable.
Remember that one.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that. And the fact that I got to see Hank Stram on every other week is like, come on, really?
Yeah, they do overplay the Stram.
Oh,
yeah, the
come
Stram
on,
boys.
Come on, boys.
Yeah, the Stram bit.
Oh,
yeah, it kills you. It
that
does.
Absolutely is the worst. And by the way, Willie Teal, knock Dorsett out of bounds. You're right there. How hard could it be?
Make the call.
Willie Teal and the Drew Pearson push off. Oh,
yes.
God, if
we
got to see that
we
one
see
more
that
time.
One a bunch, too.
Just the absolute worst.
Well, we have to do something to change our history.
This is true. But, I mean, how much has NFL Films really changed the NFL in general? I mean, the impact that it's made on it is, I mean, it's made it a movie.
It sort of dramatizes it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it sort of makes it sexier than it probably really is, but people love that. You know, you watch it, and like, you know, the slow motion bits with the music, and, you know, just people love that. I love it. I mean, just it gets you into the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And the music.
Makes
and
you
John
feel like you're part of it.
You
hear the sideline stuff, you know, it's just...
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
That is awesome.
I mean, what we say on the sidelines at a game, and, like, all of a sudden you see this, like, microphone come, like... Like over here,
yeah.
You look back, it's like NFL Films crew. You know?
Right.
So like, I just start swearing a lot, like trying to get on there.
You know? Well, you know another way to get on there? Take out a camera guy. Just take one out.
Yeah.
Just you're running out.
The slow motion, like coming right in on it. Yeah.
Because they love to show that how much they go through to actually get that footage.
Dramatizing the actual camera footage.
Yeah. The guy will thank you, even though you maimed him in weird ways. Hey, let's talk about some stuff that's going on in the NFL. You got the Giants-Bucks game.
Yes.
At the end. You're looking at victory formation. Tampa Bay decides that they're going to go after the ball. Your thoughts on this? Because it's interesting how offensive guys and defensive guys seem to see this a different way.
I'm not a guy who says it's... I don't think it's okay.
Yeah.
But I also don't think it's something where a rule should be made where you have to stop somebody from doing that.
Right.
You know, it's every situation is different in every game, but there's nothing worse than being in that victory formation on the defensive side of the ball in a losing game, knowing that they're just going to kneel on it and say, like, ha, ha, like we beat you, and you have to like stare at him. So it does piss you off. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But at the same point, like, what's going to happen?
You don't know.
Well, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
How is me coming off the ball going to affect the snap? If it's going to be a bad snap, it's going to be a bad snap.
Right.
So I can understand coming off the ball fast, but not going after the quarterback and doing all that.
Well, and it's one thing to maybe think you might be able to get back in the game, but it's another thing to, I mean, and from talking to you and Sully and all the other players that I know now is that, I mean, this is a job. This is our lives.
Exactly. So you're not going to take an extra cheap shot or something just because you lost.
Right.
It's like, I'm going to take my ball and go home sort of deal. You know, it's like you got to win and lose with class. You know, it's just the way it is. That's my opinion. I wouldn't do it because I think it's kind of a low blow. But, you know, I'm sure – I know Sully's thought that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to – offensive linemen don't take kindly to that kind of stuff.
Absolutely not. This is Vikings country. We got Chad Greenway here. Teams – so far, and the schemes that they've been throwing at Jared Allen has kept him out of the sack tally completely.
So far.
What are they doing, and how is that going to turn around? Because that's our boy Jared there.
Yeah. You know, he'll be fine. No, it's two games in. You know, pass rushers go through this. They come in bunches. They always do. Jared's no different. I mean, you see him go out and get a 3-4 sack game, and all of a sudden, boom, it just gets him going. I hear Jared say all the time, it's sort of with a pass rusher, it's a lot like – like anything in sports, it's a rhythm to it. You got to get into it, and if he takes you out of your rhythm or they're doing something that's taking you out of your rhythm, it can affect you, but you have to get back into it. And I think he'll be fine. That's why he's one of the best in the game. I mean, I'm not worried about him at all. But, you know, they're going to give you extra blockers. It's just right. The way it is, and we're trying to counteract what they're doing by putting pressure on those guys to have to do other things rather than chip him and block him. So it'll be tough, but that's – when you're good, that's what happens.
Look at this. We haven't even got to the scouting report.
We're talking football.
This is
embarrassing. Must be a slow news week.
The Vikings country.
I should look at those pictures.
Hey, good seats are still available for all Vikings home games, including this Sunday when the Vikings take on the San Francisco 49ers at Mall of America Field.
We got to sell that thing out.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's got to be loud. It's going to be loud regardless. You got to sell that thing out, though. Come on, people.
Oh, I got to ask you a question, too, later about Frank Gore. We'll get into that. Nothing about football, just
okay, good.
Is he an attractive man or not. Go to Vikings.com/tickets or call Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000. Our second segment coming up here, Vikings Country. Chad Greenway is here with me on FM 100.3, The Fan. Ladies and gentlemen, here at Dick's Last Resort, welcome back to Vikings Country. Go ahead and make a little noise. I'm Mus, sitting next to Chad Greenway. This week's scouting report is brought to you by Sports Authority, all things sporting good. And you know, on this show, we like to dive into football.
We got to talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, we will eventually. Can you believe Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson are going to get back together?
Are they really?
Yeah, apparently that's the rumor.
They were broke up, huh?
She went to him and just like gave it the whole, I made a big mistake, I'm sorry, and I want you back.
After she had
cheated on him.
You are who you are.
Yeah.
So never going to change.
Yeah, that wouldn't work for you, not at all?
I'd been done.
So you're a Team Pattinson guy then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd go on his side this one. I don't really know the situation, but yeah.
How about this for our scouting report? You get to pick, okay?
Okay.
Who's better looking, the Henderson brothers or the Manning brothers? So EJ and Aaron or Peyton and Eli?
Henderson's.
Yeah? Which one's better looking?
Aaron.
Aaron?
Yeah.
Aaron Henderson's a better-looking dude?
Yep. I'll say Henderson's Aaron.
EJ kind of scares me. And now that
He's scary.
Now that he's not on the team right now, he had like a predator kind of looking thing going on.
Don't talk about him.
Really? Okay. Wait.
He listens.
Oh, crap. That's the last thing I need.
Great guys. I love those guys.
Aaron is having a hell of a season so far,
yes.
Two games into this.
Oh, my goodness. We all knew what he was capable of doing. We just need to give him opportunities. He's a great player. He's going to be around the ball. He's so instinctive.
Yeah.
He's going to make a ton of plays this year. I'm excited for him.
You know, I got to give credit, and I think everybody, the Vikings fans especially, because if you follow Vikes, you know, last year it seemed like we had a tough time holding on to leads.
Yes.
And especially in the second half.
Yes.
But this year,
it's sort of the opposite.
It's amazing. The fourth quarter.
Yeah.
We are so good in the fourth quarter.
It's great to be good in the fourth quarter if you're good in the first quarter, too.
Well, yeah, that does help. That does help.
Yeah, we're coming along. But we should have won that game last weekend.
Well, now, next week, Christian Ponder is going to be sitting here where you're sitting.
Yes.
And Christian, there's no quitting this kid. Because the first 2 weeks, I mean, man, again, fourth quarter, it seems like they've kind of opened it up and just said, go, kid, go. And it's paid off.
Well, I think the biggest thing is he goes out there and gets comfortable making a few throws, a few receptions. He gets comfortable doing it. He's just confidence to go through the roof. I mean, he's obviously capable. That's why he's here. And we have receivers to take care of him. So, you know, let him go. And I love what we're doing in the fourth quarter. It's like we can't put ourselves in those kind of situations.
That's, right.
You know, otherwise, you're going to end up having a season like last year, and we certainly don't want that. So we got to get it turned around right away.
Well, and as the offense goes, so does the defense.
No question.
You can tell it in the fourth quarter. Everybody, I mean, both sides are playing so much better.
Yeah, you get it rolling. So we have opposite problems we did last year, but all fixable is the best part. We got to do it in a hurry. We just can't let it get to that point where it's like game eight, where, you know, we're sitting here 2-6. You know, we can't have that. We got to be good now.
What's harder to do, to just sit there and watch tons and tons and tons of film and do the practice and everything like that, or watching your daughters? Because they're crazy.
Film is way worse.
Is it?
Yeah, I can wrestle my daughters, and, you know.
They're nuts, by the way.
They are crazy. Yeah. Yeah, my girls are crazy. They have a lot of me in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was crazy. I'm crazy. So they are fun, though. A lot of fun.
What's the one thing, like a chore, something stupid that your wife, Jenny, makes you do? Something that where you start and you're in the middle of it, like if you're taking out the trash or you're buying tampons, that you just go, I'm a Pro Bowler. Why am I doing this?
Oh, all the time. No, I say that to her all the time.
Yeah.
I'm a Pro Bowler. No.
You put on the jersey. Yeah,
she slaps me.
Check it out, lady. Now I'm taking out the trash.
That, first of all, it never comes out of my mouth. But there's often the jobs that I'm just like, oh, man, this sucks. Just like every guy. It's like, you know, I have jobs like everybody else around the house.
Right.
You know, I'm unloading the dishwasher and, you know, taking the garbage out, the classic jobs. You know, it's like the stuff outside. You know, she loves to do that stuff, too. It's like, but that's the fun stuff. That's what I want to do.
Right.
You know, but she likes to do it all. So, you know, I just tag along most of the time.
You just do what you're
told.
She
tells me what to do.
Yeah. I just love that because I saw Brian Robinson. I saw him at Home. He's Home Furniture. And I saw he and his wife there.
He had that look on his face.
He was just defeated. He was just walking around like, yes, dear. Oh, this sucks. This is the worst.
You just got to get in that mode and just be like, yes, honey.
Is it wrong for me to be, like, really excited about that? Because I was, like, totally stoked. I'm like, yes.
Oh, no, that's... Yeah. Exactly. If you're having a good day and you're not with your wife at that point, because you're not in that mode and you know you will be later, and he's in that mode, it's perfect time. You're like, ha-ha!
You got to understand that. So for every guy who's here at Mall of America holding onto a purse, sitting in a chair outside of the changing room, you're making another guy's day.
Come to Dick's Last Resort. They have beer and wings and food.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Look how happy these guys are.
You know what else is big here, too, is that you come out here, there's great opportunities because the street team's going to be coming out here afterwards.
Oh, nice.
They're going to be giving away signed mini helmets and footballs. They also have two pairs of tickets to give away for the Niners game.
Sweet.
And Vikings Locker Room is here, and they set up shop, and right now you can save 15% on anything
waving
over there. So
yes. Everybody turn around.
Stop in and
go
see
buy something.
More for that. All right, so 49ers coming up here on Sunday, Mall of America. Who gives you more of a headache, Frank Gore or Vernon Davis?
Gore.
For you personally.
Gore, for sure.
Yeah?
Gore's the key to their team. Yeah, he's the one that's getting all the touches. I mean, Vernon Davis is good at what he does, but Gore's the guy that he stirs the drink.
Ah. Yeah.
That's a football term.
That was very nice. That was very nice. Yeah. So here's the next question, which is obvious. Who's better looking, Frank Gore or Vernon Davis?
Boy, that's a tough one there.
And if you don't want to do the bulletin board stuff, you know, in the locker room, I'll just help you out. Frank Gore is not a good-looking man.
Yeah, thank you.
He is just not. No, no. Seriously, there should be some guys in the league that should have that shield. We should be able to just go up and just go, dude, you get a shield.
And it's tinted.
Very tinted.
It's illegally tinted driving.
No, you're fine. Just go with it. We don't even care if you're cheating. Yeah, he's not an attractive man.
State trooper pulls him over. It's like, son, you need to get a better chance.
And then he takes it off. Oh, no, no, put that back on. Put that. No, no, no. I understand now. No, but, I mean, Frank Gore is definitely, I mean, like you said, stirs the drink, and that's going to be somebody you guys got to contend with this weekend.
These guys are good. They're good at what they do. They don't do a lot of different things. You know, they're not trying to trick you, really.
Right.
They run the ball, and they throw the ball when they have to, and they're just good at what they do, and they play really good defense. So we look at it defensively as we have to beat their defense, knowing they're one of the best in the league. So we have to play our best football. We're at home. We feel good about our chances. We just, you know, we're so close.
Right.
Just got to get over the hump and play good ball for four quarters.
Yeah, like the fourth quarter. Yeah, absolutely.
Put all four quarters like that, we'll be fine.
Chad Greenway here. It's Vikings Country, Dick's Last Resort. We're here every Wednesday at 6:30. Next week, Christian Ponder is going to be sitting in the seat right here next to me. And of course,
this place will be packed.
You can see the show. They put it on television. I don't understand how they waited until HD to put a radio.
You're better for
on
radio, just like I am.
And now they have 90-inch television. Did you see? I saw a commercial.
I haven't seen that.
90. Who needs a 90-inch television?
Is it somebody with quality?
Gigantosaur televisions? I don't know.
I've heard of that.
90-inch television. There's not a living room in the land.
If you can afford a 90-inch TV, I'm guessing it's expensive. Just get the projector.
It's the size of a garage door.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
I want one. Yeah, it's like that would look awesome in my basement.
I almost even. And here's the thing is that I actually looked at my wife and I saw the commercial and we're watching like a 42-inch television. Yeah. And I'm sitting there like, I can't watch this. This is just, I can't watch 42 inches of television.
Watching a 90-inch.
I think the next TV that's going to come out, it actually literally just punches you in the face. Wouldn't that be awesome?
It's 3D interactive.
Yeah. And you just bring your buddies over like, what are we going to watch? No, check this out. Boom, you get punched in the face. And your buddies be like, damn, I need one of those.
Yeah. Everybody loved that.
That thing just jacked me in the face. It's the greatest television ever.
That would sell.
That would be pretty sweet.
Interactive TV.
Maybe, as you're sitting there on your couch in your punch television, you could actually throw a flag because it seems like the replacement refs are pretty good at doing that.
They've been a hot topic. We'll say that. They've been. You know, some games have been really good. They're inevitably they're going to get better.
Right.
The more games they're around, they're going to get better. I just hope things get cleared up. It's one of those things that you don't want to. The NFL doesn't need a black eye for this. It's like, you know,
right.
Don't put your players in harm. Keep the game the way it should be. Get the refs back. You know, no offense to these guys. You know, they've only been around a few weeks. You know, they can't. What do you expect? What if you were out there and refed? You'd be terrible.
I would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Because I look good in stripes. But
I don't doubt that.
But no, you know what the thing is at first I heard players going, oh, there's a risk of people getting hurt. And now you're seeing that because games are getting out of control a little bit. And one thing that's really happening, coaches are just trashing these poor guys.
Oh, my God, on the sidelines?
Oh, man.
It's like the Notre Dame head coach to his quarterback.
Yeah.
Except it's the NFL coach to the refs.
Vikings country here at Dick's Last Resort. Did we mention that the Gophers are 3-0 and Iowa's 2-1?
Man.
We covered that, didn't we?
It's rough. Are you a Gopher?
No, you didn't.
Exactly.
Chad Abbott set me up for it. I got kicked out of college. Are you kidding me? How do you think I ended up here? You don't end up in radio because you make good decisions, Chad. Are you kidding me?
I see that. No.
Oh, I see that. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Hey, Dick's Last Resort is proud to host Vikings Country each Wednesday night. Beginning at 6:30, you can join us next week. Vikings Country has Christian Ponder here at Dick's Last Resort on the fourth floor of Mall of America. Vikings Country has been presented by Dick's Last Resort Restaurant and Bar, Mall of America, fun for all, and all in fun. Chad, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for coming out.
Here goes for another great victory for the Minnesota Vikings this Sunday. And you're catching all this on FM 100.3, The Fan.